Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Matt.
And Sean.
From Two Black Guys.
With good credit. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move.
By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter.
Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice.
Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2024.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. And not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real, hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi, this is Imran Ahmed, founder and CEO of The Business of Fashion. Welcome to the BOF podcast and Happy New Year. It's Friday, January 5th. Diane von Furstenberg has been synonymous with women's empowerment since she first unveiled her revolutionary wrap dress back in 1974. But for Diane, the garment became much more than just a symbol. It became the key to her own independence. Diane shared this story with author and spiritual wellness advocate Deepak Chopra, her friend of three decades, on stage at BOF Voices 2023.
I did not know what I wanted to do, but I knew the kind of woman I wanted to be. I wanted to be in charge. I wanted to be free. I mean, freedom. I wanted to be my own person. And I wanted to have a man's life in a woman's body. And the way I became that woman was a little dress.
This week on the BOF podcast, I'm pleased to share this conversation between Deepak and Diane. Together, they look back on Diane's journey from princess to fashion powerhouse and share their collective wisdom on finding meaning and leading a purposeful life. Here are Diane von Furstenberg and Deepak Chopra on the BOF podcast.
Well, this has been overwhelmingly inspirational, with the common theme of trauma and triumph. Every story that we heard was a story of trauma that surfaced ultimately as triumph. And before I start asking you my first question, I just like to tell you what the biology of trauma is for 1 minute or less. So trauma begins when we see somebody as separate from ourselves. Trauma is a result of the hallucination, socially and culturally induced, of the separate mind. And when there is separate mind, it begins with trauma. The memory of trauma is anger. Anger leads to hostility, which is retribution and vengeance. leads to guilt, shame, and ultimately depression. And today, it's the number one pandemic of our time, is depression, which leads to inflammation and every kind of chronic disease. We heard from this great gentleman here, so grateful to listen to you, sir, that it's a very rare disease, progeria, but all genetically determined diseases are rare. Less than 5% are genetically determined. Of those, progeria is even more rare. And that's the gift you're bringing, the gene editing for that. But the rest is epigenetic. It's recycled trauma, inflammation, chronic disease, mental disease. So my first question is, and we'll address later perhaps, if you have a second, what the triumph is from trauma. But Diane, one of your parents was a Holocaust victim, right? How did that influence your childhood?
My mother, at the age of 21, she was living in Belgium. She was an immigrant, kind of a refugee from Salonika, Greece. She came in Belgium, she was 5 years old, she grew up, she was a very good student, she was very ambitious, she wanted to be a scientist. And then, as she was about to finish high school, there was a war and there was the racial laws, and therefore she could no longer finish school officially. The headmistress liked her a lot, so she stayed in the class and did the study, but was not registered. And the headmistress was in the resistance, and I believe that's why my mother got into the resistance. I found this out very recently. So she was caught and, trafficking papers and so on. So she was caught and she went to the police, and she was so afraid to be tortured in order to have the information on the resistance. She said, no, I'm Jewish, which she was. And the woman there said, don't say you're Jewish, they're going to ship you out. Anyway, so she went to a jail until the convoy was full, and she ended up in Auschwitz. I'm sorry, but since you asked me,
I have to give the story.
So, because it's important. So when she was in she always said the worst thing was being in this cattle wagon, which, the trip between Brussels and Poland was 4 days, and there was no light and no music, no water. And she always said it was the most horrible thing. She became friends with an older woman. She was 20 or 21, and there was a woman who was 40. She became friends, and that woman spoke a little German. So my mother said, no matter what, I never leave this woman. So they arrived, and they stayed in a big, long line. And there was a soldier who would, say, you go right, you go left, you go right, you go left. And behind the soldier who was doing the selection, on the higher podium, there was a man all dressed in white who was just watching, and he wasn't saying anything. And when time came for the friend of my mother, the soldier said to her, you go right. And my mother, without being told where to go, followed her friend. And the soldier let her go. The man in the back, who hadn't moved, came down running, took my mother and whipped her and threw her on the other side. And my mother looked at him with so much hate. And why? Well, it turned out that he saved her life. And my mother always said, this was the first time I ever hated anyone and the last time. Because even though that man was Joseph Mengele, the angel of death, he happened to save my mother. So it's all very dramatic, but it is what it is. She survived. She stayed in the camp for 13 months. I mean, she did the death marks. She went to a second camp, Ravensbrück, and another one. And in June 45, very, very late, because she was caught very late, she was liberated, and she weighed 49 pounds, 29 kilos. And she was nothing but bones. And her parents couldn't believe when she came back. Everybody thought she was dead, but she wasn't dead. And her mother fed her like a little bird. Every 10 minutes, a little bit of food. Slowly she gained her weight. She was never really big. She was tiny. And 6 months later, her fiancé came back. And they got married. And the doctor said, you have to wait at least 2 years to have a child because you won't make it. You will die and your child will not be normal. And 9 months later, I was born and I was not normal. I was a triumph over misery.
And then you ended up marrying a prince.
I did. and a German one, too. He was half German and half Italian. And my mother loved him. So the morale of all that is she taught me that fear was not an option, that no matter what, you could never be a victim, never be a victim. And everything was about honoring life. The day I was born, I had won. You know, so I had done my biggest triumph just by being born. So everything after that was a plus.
How did you get up into the United States?
Oh, as a princess.
Well, tell us about it.
You know, I married a prince, I became a princess. And usually in fairy tales, it's the end of the fairy tale. The girl marries the prince. In my fairy tale, it was only the beginning. And why am I being emotional? Charmaine said, I'm never emotional. I got to be emotional now. She tried to get me emotional the entire time she was shooting me. Anyway, so I did not know what I wanted to do. But I knew the kind of woman I wanted to be. I wanted to be in charge. I wanted to be free. I mean, freedom. I wanted to be my own person. And I wanted to have a man's life in a woman's body. And I did. And the way I became that woman was a little dress. And that little dress made me be able to pay my bills and to be independent, to be successful. And because it was a dress...
The wrap dress.
You know, my confidence was that dress. And I was sharing that dress with millions of women. So, yes, I invented the wrap dress, but really the wrap dress made me. And I became this conduit. And I became this conduit for freedom and for women and for what the fuck and for that. And my mother always said, God saved me so I can give you life. By giving you life, you gave me my life back. You are my torch of freedom. And so I was born with a torch of freedom in my hands. And yes, it could be a little heavy for a little girl, but I liked it. And, you know, my mother didn't want me to be afraid. She was afraid of the dark. She locked me in the closet. Today she would go to jail for that. But but as a result, I'm not afraid.
The wrap dress became a symbol of women's liberation and empowerment and caught the attention of people in business school as well. What first gave you the idea of the wrap dress?
Oh, you don't want me to talk about
that. Yeah.
Oh, no. Fashion, I was vaguely interested in fashion. I did not go to fashion school. I went to business school. And my first job, I was working for a photographer's agent. And he lived in his little townhouse in Paris. It was very glamorous. He represented all the best photographers, from Helmut Newton to David Bailey to Richardson to blah, blah, blah. And I was just there answering the phone and, you know, making the thing and going to advertising agencies and showing the photographs and answering the phone and saying this guy was not there. either to the photographers that he owed money to or to the girls he slept with the night before. And so my first thing in fashion was the image of fashion. And then I met an Italian man who had a printing mill in Como. And he said, you know, if you're interested in fashion, come and see where it happens. So I went to, you know, and there, and I was just an intern, and all he wanted to do, he wanted to sleep with me, which never happened. I slept with his son instead. And I didn't say that in the documentary. Anyway.
You have to do some retakes, Sharpie.
Anyway, but I learned everything about printing and color and blah, blah, blah. And I happened to be at the right time at the right time, because then this man's business got bigger, and then he bought the factory next to it. He bought it just for the walls, and that factory made stockings. Before they were pantyhose, they were stockings. And of course, nobody was buying stockings anymore. Anyway, so he bought that factory, and there were all these machines that were knitting machines, knitting tubular machines. And so he said, what can we do with these machines? And so we called the yarn manufacturers, and we experimented these machines with thicker yarn. Anyway, so he invented this great jersey fabric. So jersey fabric and printing, blah, blah, blah. And so I thought, maybe that's interesting, but I wasn't sure. Then my mother gave me, for my birthday, a trip to go to New York to visit my boyfriend, Egon. I went to New York, and there I discovered New York, and oh my God, and my boyfriend was this attractive prince, and we were invited everywhere. So the young designers wanted me, you know, dress me. So that's when I met Giorgio Santangelo and Holsten and Stephen Burrows, and they were all making these very, you know, very different clothes than in Europe. So I stayed there for a month, and then I had to go back to work, back to my life. And all I could think about is, how do I go back to New York? And when I went back to that factory, I arrived that morning, I just thought, oh, maybe there's something here for me to try to do and sell it in America. And that's what happened.
So from the height of fame and becoming a celebrity, you then had a crisis, financial crisis.
I had many crises. I mean...
But bankruptcy.
But we all have crises all the time. I mean, and when people think you are at the very height, very often you yourself know you're not. Because you yourself was on the cover of Newsweek, an interview, and Wall Street Journal, blah, blah, blah. And so everybody was acclaiming me, but I knew that, I'm not so sure, because I was saturate them. Anyway, at the same time, when people think, oh, she's over, you know it's not true, because you already know you're on your way. So life is up and down and reinvent. So I had to get the CFDA Lifetime Award to call myself a designer. But because I didn't go to fashion school, I thought I wasn't a designer. But the one thing I know I am, I can design life. I can navigate. You're not in charge of your destiny, but you can navigate your destiny and go by the landscape. And I keep on inventing myself all the time. And I wake up and I say, what a loser. But you know what? Only losers don't feel like losers. And then you go back. And I get up and I see myself in the mirror and I wink and I said, okay, another day. And now I am, well, he and I are the oldest people here. We are the same age, 77. No, I'm not yet 77. 76, how old are you?
I'm 77 and so are you.
No.
Soon.
In one month.
And New
Year's
Eve. Okay.
In New Year's Eve.
I've got to 77 in October. She'll get there
New Year's
in
Eve.
December.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. In any case, by the way, I want to tell you that this man, with enough talking about me, 29 years ago, I was diagnosed with cancer. I had a cancer at the base of my tongue. And I was quite a shock. I couldn't really believe what happened. And a friend of mine said, you should meet Deepak Chopra. And here's his number. Oh, and then Deepak, he called me, and he happened to be, I mean, I was at home in Connecticut, and he happened to be in Yale,
What? Story is about you, not about me.
No, but it's about our encounter.
Okay.
All right. And he says, I'm coming tonight. And sure, I remember so well him driving his little car in the driveway, and we had dinner, and we talked. And Deepak taught me how to meditate. And I had 8 weeks treatment, and Deepak called me every day. And I am not a guru type. I am not any of that. But Deepak is probably one of the most intelligent men I know. He has a way with solutions and words that is magical. And you can never underestimate the power of words and the energy of words. And he taught me these sutras, and I still practice them. And anytime I have a friend in need, Deepak is always there. And it's a combination of heart, intelligence, and what else? Just heart and intelligence, but I don't know which one more. Maybe intelligence.
Maybe compassion.
Well, yes.
So, and she's never looked back since 28 years now?
Yeah. Mm.
And now, then, philanthropy is one of your big passions?
Well, now we don't have much time left, so... Okay. I think this today was really amazing because... It was about honoring life. It was about giving. Someone said, you know, giving is such a gift. And we all have to give. And I never really loved the word philanthropy because it sounds like landscaping. You feel like you need an expert. But it is about being human. And it is about paying attention to others. I have a little game that I do every day. And every day, one of the first thing I do is I try to connect one person to a person they would have never been able to meet on their own. And that is a miracle. And we all have a magic wand. And the more we use a magic wand, the more powerful a magic wand is. And we can't really use a magic wand on ourselves. But the magic wand comes back as a boomerang.
Okay, since we've run out of time, I just want to ask you a question. Have you found the day inspiring?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to ask you the same question, but don't answer it till I raise my hand, okay? Have you found the day inspiring?
Yes.
So that place between the question and the answer is where we're all one. And that's also the place where inspiration and gifts come from. It's our soul. Thank you.
Thank you.
The BOF podcast is edited and produced by Emma Clark and Eric Bria in the BOF studio team.
Hi, this is Matt.
And Sean.
From Two Black Guys
with Good Credit. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move.
By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter.
Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice.
Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2024.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.